Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Women. Now it's your turn. Welcome to Dress for Success, the Metrosexual Revolution, and you. In this lesson, I cover three topics. Number one, the importance of a great wardrobe and great hair. Number two, how to find great clothes and great hair. Number three, dressing to fit you. Right here on How to Be Irresistible to Woman. Welcome back. Now, what does it mean to be a metrosexual? Well, there are about a million definitions out there, but I like this one the best. An urban male with a heterosexual orientation who rejects many macho attributes often linked to masculinity. He adopts many traits often associated with heterosexual females and gay males. Example, expensive hair care and stylish clothes. Okay, so this may sound, well, not heterosexual, but the fact is great hair and a stylish wardrobe have quickly become the norm for straight men. In fact, it's almost as if being metrosexual is being macho and alpha male right now. Keep in mind that you don't have to act like someone you're not, it's just about presenting the best you out there. Let's take a brief look at some of the benefits of dressing well. Number one, looking better to women. Hey, this one's obvious, but it needs to be emphasized. Girls love to dress well themselves. So when they see a guy who shows he took time to dress himself well too, they'll have automatic respect for him. It will make the approach so much easier. It's also important to women to see a man who's well-dressed because that signifies quality. It's actually part of their evolutionary hardwiring. When they see a guy who looks successful and looks well-dressed, they'll assume he'd be a good father that he could provide for the family. So you have to take into mind some of these scientific facts, guys. Also note that girls look closely at shoes. Female expert Marie Forleo has said that she's talked to a guy just because she admired his shoes. And believe me, she's not the only woman who does that. Number two is looking and feeling better about yourself. Dressing will automatically make you feel better about yourself and about your chances when going out. Improved self-esteem will translate into a more enjoyable time on the prowl. Even if nothing happens when you go out, you can at least say that it wasn't because of what you wore. Who wants to have the regret of dressing like a slob? You don't want your attire to be your downfall, you want it to be your elevation. Number three, gaining respect from other people. People, especially girls, will compliment you on a snazzy outfit or a sweet hairdo, and believe me, it feels great to get that kind of acclaim. You'll feel a lot better going out wearing great clothes and cool hair than going out with a messy, just-got-out-of-bed hair and two-bit pair of jeans and shirt with holes in it. You're just not commanding respect that way. And respect, my friends, is a good thing.
It's your turn. TripleORelationships.com.
Okay, so you know why it's good to dress and style well. Now let's look at where to get the clothes that will make you look great. I could take up so many lessons just reviewing all the clothing stores out there, and I wouldn't even be able to include all the boutiques and shops that are unique to your area. So instead, let's look at what works and what doesn't. As fashion is a very fickle thing, I recommend you find a friend, a female friend especially, who is reasonably up to date with the latest trends in clothes and hairstyles. Make sure this person knows what he or she is talking about. If he's saying to go for MC Hammer pants and a 90s flat top, you might want to move on and ask someone else. As you know from previous lessons, asking girls for advice is a great way to approach them. So if you want to have fun and learn a thing or two, you can go up to girls and ask them what they think about the clothes someone else is wearing. You'll see that if it doesn't work for him, it won't work for you. If she comments on your clothing, don't take any criticism too harshly. Just the fact that you're asking will probably lead to positive comments. She'll see that you're a quality guy who's invested in how he looks, and that makes you look like a high-quality guy. Asking girls for their opinions is a great way to show that you make good looks a priority in your life. If you have a female friend, you can win big points with her by asking her to help you shop for new clothes and a good hairstyle. Not only will she be thrilled to help you, but you'll also score big points with her. She'll be sure to recommend you to her hot friends and say what a great style you have. Now that's a true friend. If you're still not sure how to dress, the easiest way to learn is by simple observation. Go to a bar and see who's wearing what. See what the guys who are popular with girls are wearing, and see what the guys who are striking out are wearing. You'll start to see consistencies after a few rounds observing the nightlife crowds. Seeing what guys at parties and other social venues are wearing is another great idea for finding the look that works for you. Okay, so you know why it's good to dress in style well, and you know how to find out what's in style. But it's not going to work if you're wearing something you feel uncomfortable in. Let's look at how to customize it for you. Decide what types of clothes you do like to wear. Do you enjoy wearing jeans? Then go for the jeans that are currently in fashion. If you're more into casual, cargo pants, or corduroy, that's fine. Find a style, perhaps an urban one, that conforms to lots of loose-fitting, comfortable clothes. There are lots of styles out there: casual, skater, sophisticated, metro stylish, and more. Find out the one that conforms to your personality, to who you are as a person. For example, if you're a snowboarder or skater type of guy, you probably want to dress loosely. But if you're a hard-nosed banker type, a sophisticated formal attire may work best. A little note here, formal attire, particularly black slacks and a suit, look great. Women love it. Women are very attracted to men who wear suits, and this is because it's a sign of success. It's a sign that I could be a good father, I could be a good husband. So remember, guys, that little evolutionary hardwiring, you want to pay attention to that. Pay attention to what women are instinctively attracted to. Okay, so what kind of hair do you have? If your hair is long and thick, then you definitely want to invest in some strong hair care products and style it so it stands out. If it's thin, sometimes the simplest styles are all you need. If you're balding or just have short hair, don't despair. Now is the best time ever to have a crew cut or no hair at all. Bald is in style. Look at Vin Diesel, Billy Zane, or even the kingpin of the seduction community himself, Neil Strauss, aka Style. So don't be embarrassed to show off your head. Women actually love it. The most important thing with all of this is to have fun. Fashion is meant to be about showcasing the best qualities of a person. Wearing clothes that you love, can describe in passion to girls, and just enjoy will make shopping for your new wardrobe exciting instead of a drag. You may even get to the point where you want to make a date out of shopping with your girl. If you can invite her to go out shopping with you, she'll not only be flattered and enjoy it, but she's going to feel she's got to stay with you. She's going to see you're a quality guy that she better not give up. And guys, that's a winner's game. In today's lesson, Dress for Success, the Metrosexual Revolution and You, I covered three topics. Number one, the importance of a great wardrobe and great hair, including respect for mothers, respect for yourself, and more dates. Number two, how to find great clothes and great hair through friends with fashion sense, female friends, and observing what's popular. And finally, dressing to fit you and making it fun. So remember, guys, don't underestimate the power of good dress and good style. It can change your dating game forever. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.